Right now, DJ, who is sitting in for Junior, you are in for a treat. She claims to be my swim coach. She may be a swim coach or a former swim coach. I have no idea. She was never my swim coach. I want you to know that up front. I'm not going to own that.
All right.
She just never was. I did used to swim a long time ago. I didn't swim in high school. And I know her now because she does the show, but she was never my swim coach.
Very defensive. Okay.
I'm just telling you the facts on the thing. But right now, let's open the door. Let's let her in. It's Marge.
Hi,
the swim coach. Not my swim coach, but
George!
A swim coach.
Hi, hey. Non. Whoa, this is a new non-George.
Yeah, that's not Craig. That's
What's
not Ducey. That is, that's DJ.
Hey, Marge.
Where's,
nice to meet you.
Where's my preferred non-George?
Who's that?
Not the regular non-George, but the Ducey non-George.
Oh, Mike
Where
Ducey?
Is he? Yes, Mike Ducey, that's his name.
We got DJ in today.
I usually like seeing him because he makes my fluids move into my loas to prepare for fertilization.
Oh, my gosh.
But now that I'm looking at this non-George, oh, okay.
Not bad, huh?
What's your name, honey?
DJ. Nice to meet you, Marge.
Oh, that's a sexy name. What does that stand for? Dick Judo Master?
What?
How did
I don't
you
know
guess
if he did
that?
Karate and maybe his name is Richard. I don't
I've
know.
I've never heard that name before.
Oh, you
the
have?
Middle name.
Oh, okay. Well, you said I guessed it properly. Well,
it's going to be my name now,
yes,
so thank you.
Of course. I really like this young man. You look good in that hat.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you were with me, honey, though, I wouldn't make you put a hat on it.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we got you. So what brings you up here, Marge?
Well, I was just coming by, and I heard you were doing a radio show.
So you thought you'd just barge in, huh?
Yes. So, yeah, I just wanted to come and fill you in on what I've been busy doing.
Okay. What you been up to?
I've been busy living a destitute life because George betrayed me by not going to the Olympics and making
where...
my coaching career all worth it.
This is where her story goes sideways.
I don't know if you know this, D-Judo Master, but... But George quit swimming to go into radio, and it really broke my heart.
Oh,
it broke my heart.
Is not
so I
accurate.
Have mixed feelings about being on this show because this show is the thing you left me for.
George.
I never left her.
I mean, it was so great. We were really about to win the Olympics, and then George quit to start the ticket.
He does claim that all the time.
I did not start the ticket.
But it's worked out well for you. I mean, you went on to live in a Tina Turner-like 250,000-square-foot dude ranch.
No, I don't have a house
And
like
I
that.
Use a coffee can as a toilet and eat hand-caught carp by the Trinity. So, I guess it worked out well for both of us.
It's pretty impressive, actually.
It is impressive.
How are things going, George?
Fine,
what's it
I
like
guess.
To own a different set of clothes?
Oh, Marge. I'm sorry that it's gotten that tough
very
for you.
Very different but, lives.
Yeah, very different, but I don't think you can blame that on me because I was never a swimmer like beyond 12 years old.
Dick, I don't know if you know this, but George used to be a star swimmer.
Did he?
You should have seen him in his swim trunks.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, here my God. It looked like he had a pair of otters wrestling in the front of his trunks.
A pair.
I mean, this young man was gifted in the junk drawer, so
all
to speak.
Right.
And he could swim like a dolphin, and he would treat me like a lady.
Ugh.
Although he was a little more into hair pulling than I was comfortable with. But, you know, different time.
Made up details.
Different time. I remember his personal slogan was, consent is overrated. Remember how we used to laugh
no,
about
I
that?
I never no. said something
remember
like that.
Remember how you
that.
Had all those
never
T-shirts
did.
With that on the front of
no.
it?
Some things don't change.
Hey, listen, George,
what
if, you,
are you talking
if
about?
You don't mind, I'd like to stay in your guest house's tool shed.
I don't have a guest house or
come
tool
on,
shed.
I won't disturb you too much. I won't bug you. Begging for a handful of rice here and there, maybe, but won't bug you too much, George.
I'm sure there's a facility in Dallas
and
where
I'll,
you could stay.
I'll only occasionally look into those big, huge bay windows that you have on the back of that place,
don't
watching
have bay
you
windows.
Walk nude in front of them all the time.
I may do that, but
I
they're
mean,
not bay windows.
Let me tell you, I still love that body. I still love that body.
I'm glad you do.
I bet you're wondering, Marge, why the full body cast?
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, but it is a bit of an eyesore.
It's a funny story. I was trying to cross the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge.
Every time.
And the chair ran out of battery about halfway through.
Going at low speed.
And a huge tractor trailer came through and plowed me over and knocked me back into the river.
Oh, gosh.
So I had to get a new full body cast because that other one was waterlogged.
That's a tough break, Mark.
It was a tough break, and I tell you, it's been a rough time for me.
Yeah?
Yeah, I made a bargain that I wished I didn't make.
What's that?
I traded something to Jean-Jacques for a bucket of wings,
okay.
And I just feel so ashamed.
Not to bring that
I'm
up.
So ashamed.
I told you not to bring that up off air.
Bye,
because he or she would bring it on air.
What did she offer? What was the deal? I wish you would come back and tell us the rest of that story.
Why did you bring it up in front of that individual? Just as I thought we were done talking about it.
I don't know what you're talking about, George.
It gets brought up once again.
You're deflecting.